Emmanuel, welcome to Cleveland. Tell us a little bit about yourself and talk to us about your knack of getting to the quarterback.
I was born in Lagos, Nigeria. I moved to the United States when I was 9 years old. And I'm a relentless player, and I love to give back to the quarterback. That's how I play.
Hey, did you have a sense that the Browns wanted you? They just said that they thought about taking you in the first round, and they were excited about having you all night. But did you know that they had that much interest in you?
To be honest, no, sir. I had no idea. You know, I didn't have any private workouts or visits, so I had no idea I was going to be a Cleveland Brown.
What do you think will be the most difficult part of transitioning to the NFL?
I'll say the biggest part of transitioning to the NFL would just be having all that money. You know, since I've never had that money before, so I don't know what I'll be able to do with it. You know, I'll just like learn, and plus also learning how to say no. That's what a lot of vets tell me.
Emmanuel, can you tell us who are some of the pass rushers that you've emulated over the years? What guys do you watch film of and pattern yourself after?
When I was young, I used to watch a lot of Michael Strahan. I kind of modeled my game after him. You know, he's a relentless pass rusher with speed and power, and that's the kind of moves I normally do when I pass rush. So.
Emmanuel, how did you you came over when you were nine? How did you get into football, and you know, what was your introduction to football, and why did you decide to like it?
I started playing football in seventh grade, and the reason why I really tried football is just because my friends were playing it, and I've been in sports ever since I was growing up, so I just decided to give it a shot, and I ended up being really good at it. So.
Emmanuel, how would you describe yourself as a player? Are you a guy that likes to have your hand in the dirt? Do you like to stand up? And how do you think you'll fit in Ray Horton's 3-4 scheme here in Cleveland?
I play whatever position Cleveland Browns want me to play. I rush standing up, I rush my hand on the dirt. Whatever they want me to do, I'm ready to do it.
How much outside linebacker did you play at college?
I mean, we were on a 4-3 defense. I was an end in the 4-3 defense. So I mean, but I've rushed standing up and rushing my hands on the ground. Hello?
One sec, man.
Hey, obviously, the coaches were saying how speedy you are. Have you always been as big as you, as far as thick as you've been, or were you tall and skinny and filled out? Tell us about kind of your kind of evolution physical wise.
I was always tall and skinny, but I gained a lot of weight coming to college. So. Yeah, I wasn't as big until I got to college.
A lot of the draft guides, you know, give you good marks for work ethic, character. Where does that drive come from? And how did you learn how to become a guy who has that kind of reputation?
Oh, just the way I was raised. You know, my parents really instilled in me the act of respect and just respecting everybody around you, you know, just a character thing. I was raised properly by my parents. Also, my dad's a pastor, so that actually helps a lot too.
I was just curious, when you were in Nigeria, did you play any sports, or where did maybe you found your speed before, you know, over there?
Yeah, in Nigeria, I played a lot of soccer growing up, and when I got here, I played basketball too before I transitioned to football.
What is the story to you emigrating to this country?
The reason why we immigrated because my dad just wanted a better life for his family, because there was like a lot of corruption back in Nigeria. So.
Anything else, guys? All right, thanks, Emmanuel. Congrats again. And Dan will give you a call right back after you hang up here, all right?
All right.
Thanks.
Thank you.